Om Shanti. All of us have heard Bap Dada's versions just a couple of days ago, and I'm sure all of you must have already started to practice some of the things that Baba has underlined for all of us. Because it was a Murli for practical application, not just repeating points. Baba said, Baba as the fortune maker distributes fortune to all of us equally at the same time. But we become number wise in receiving that fortune and embodying that fortune in our lives. That is why sometimes some of us, even though we realize Brahmin life is a life of fortune and not a life of renunciation, but from our image, the feelings others receive sometimes is that it is a life of renunciation, right? Even though we think it's a life of fortune, but others don't see that fortune through the image. And that is why they only appreciate what we are doing, but they don't get inspired to make their life as fortunate as ours. And why we do not become the image of fortune and allow that sparkle of fortune to be revealed to others, Baba has made it very, very clear. Baba's main point for the Murli was that because we become more of thinking what we have to become rather than becoming, being ourselves. No, Baba used two words. Instead of being the embodiment of awareness of the fortune, we are thinking, embodiment of thinking. I want to become that, I want to become this. So that sparkle gets dull. It's hidden behind the veils. And so if I really want to reveal my fortune to others, as I have experienced, I have to embody the awareness of the self. In fact, the whole story of cycle of life, if you look at it, is only based on two words, awareness and forgetfulness. And Baba clearly pointed out that in the whole cycle, three quarter, we have the sanskara of awareness. Only one quarter, we have the sanskara of forgetfulness. And that also in the beginning, end of the Kali Yuga, that's all. So what happens is that we think more of what we are not. We think less what we are. That is why we become what we think more. Even if you just look at when we sit in yoga, you know, how many thoughts we have about what we are not and how many thoughts we have about what we are. More thoughts, I am not this, I am not that, I am not that. So whatever we think, we reinforce that into our awareness. So now we have to make a change in our thinking. That means just be what I am, that's enough. Then I am able to embody that thought easily. So what we need to actually practice is going back to the basics. Who am I? Who am I? I am a fortunate soul. Hold that awareness consistently. But in order to hold that awareness consistently, I need two things. Attention on myself and practice. Without attention and practice, we cannot make this awareness consistent. Just think about how you became embodiment of awareness of your name. I am so and so. We were not born with the name, but we paid attention to the sound that was coming towards us since we are born, and that consistent attention towards the sound got used to that practice. Yes, this is me. And today, even if we are asleep, deep sleep, if someone is talking about my name, I get vibration. We jump up and say, did you call me? So we have become the embodiment of that awareness of the name with attention and practice. So as Baba has given us this special homework, I would say, we have to pay a lot of attention at every step, consciously practice. Every time I say the word I, together with that, the soul. I the soul, I am doing this. I the soul, I am saying this. So if I have that practice, repeated practice will emerge that awareness. And when that awareness is in the emerged form, then the sparkle begins to get brighter and brighter. Why? Because Baba said, according to the present time, we play many types of games of Maya. We observe others playing many types of games. Why? Because we go into the stage of forgetfulness and remembrance. So if I maintain that consistency, it is like the light, the switch is on constantly. There is no question of darkness. There is no question of illusion. There is no question of body consciousness, because I am embodiment of soul consciousness. So the care that I need to take now is to make sure the light is lit in this body, my house. So if I have attention to keep the light lit, I will see everything, I will hear everything, I wouldn't see anything. Because my attention is to make sure the light is lit. So one of the checkpoints from this Murli for us is to see hourly, not at the end of the day. And we can do it here. That how much time I was embodiment of thinking, and how much time I was embodiment of awareness. So let us keep that chart from now, hourly chart, not daily chart, because you cannot remember at the end of the day, you know, how many hours you were. So at least I'm able to increase my percentage of that embodiment of awareness. Why? Because Baba said this is what is going to make us experienced. Because the elevated stage in Brahmin life is the stage of being the image of experience. It's only when I have this experience, I can give that experience to others. So we were only thinking how to give experience to others without having experience ourselves. So, you know, let us put ourselves in the bhatti for maybe 1 week or 2 weeks until Bab Dada comes, where I can check hourly, or we can say we can put ourselves in the intensive care ward, where I will be checking myself hourly to see what is my stage. Is my stage of awareness or forgetfulness? So then automatically my experience keep on increasing. Because Baba has very clearly indicated those souls who are the image of experience, in other words, embodiment of awareness, they have 5 main specialities in them. The first specialty Baba talked about was they will never ever have any deception, neither self-deception nor deceiving anyone, because they are in light. They will never experience any sorrow, no name and trace of sorrow. And thirdly, they will always experience themselves flying, because they have the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. And Baba also said experienced souls will have authority. Every word, every thought, every action they perform will be with authority. So I need to keep these, some of these signs, and check myself, you know, every hour. Did I experience all these 5 signs which Baba has mentioned for being an image of experience and give that experience to others? And of course, Baba very clearly indicated that if when I become an image of experience or embodiment of self-awareness, what will be the practical proof? What will be my stage? What will be my attitude? How will be my contact? What will be my words? So one of the things Baba mentioned was that, you know, you will be able to maintain the stage, elevated stage, the attitude of having the stage of being an instrument, and the attitude is filled with 3 qualities. One is having pure feelings, feelings of soul consciousness, selfless feelings in my attitude. And the atmosphere and words will be clean. There will be such cleanliness in the words. So when I see all these signs in my interaction with others, I can understand that I am in the stage of being the embodiment of self-awareness. One thing that touched me very much from Baba's Murli was the definition of what it means to transform myself. Baba emphasized a lot on the importance of time. Time is moving fast. So my effort also have to move fast according to the speed of time. So Baba says that time is over, minute motor, you know, a motor a minute. Now it's a matter of seconds. So what Baba said is that sometimes we do realize that we need to make that effort, but what is lacking is transformation. So now the speed of our transformation has to be of seconds. So Baba said, with your stage of being the embodiment of awareness, transform your impure thoughts and waste thoughts in a second. That means liberate yourself from thinking impure thoughts and waste thoughts by being the embodiment of self-awareness in a second. That means once I have realized this is waste, that's it. You know, somebody was asking me this morning, okay, you know, I have waste thoughts and I realize, I think I should not have it. So at that time, I use knowledge and remove. But then next time again it comes back. Again I have to bring knowledge and then again I have to remove. That is not called transformation. That means once and for all time, finished. You know, when I have realized the waste and impure thoughts, that second is finished. That means it should not come back either in thought or in dreams. That is the kind of transformation Baba wants. Otherwise, you know, sometimes when we have bhaktis and when seniors come, when the atmosphere is powerful, we get kind of a disinterest and then we say, okay, we feel we have transformed. And then when we are exposed to certain atmosphere, when we come in contact with souls with whom we have karmic accounts to settle, then same thing comes up. And then we keep having to struggle. So Baba doesn't like to see us struggling anymore. So that deep, deep, deep realization, that would help me to transform once for all. So that is the kind of speed Baba wants us now. So for that I was thinking, you know, there are three stages of transformation. One is change, the other is transformation, the third one is metamorphosis. So we really need to use the process of metamorphosis now. That means we have to get into that cocoon, which I call it as the womb of God. And stay there, you know, so that God's power, God's relationship transform me for good. Just like a caterpillar practically becomes a butterfly. It's not a theory, but it allows the nature to do work on itself. So 1 second transformation for all time. Say for example, Baba said you must finish the waste thoughts, you must finish the waste words, you must finish waste action, wasting time, having, you know, wasting time in your interaction with old method of interacting with each other. So in 1 second, I use my power to discern, this is good, this is not good. You put a dot to what is not good and start doing what is good. Now no more time for laboring. No more time for battling. So this is why it is very important to keep the line of intellect very clean and clear. And use the gift of divine intellect that Baba has given us to discern and act. Not just keep thinking, shall I do this or not do this, this is waste or what. So then the time is moving. We can't afford to spend a lot of time. So this is what I think, as I have understood, transformation with fast speed, according to the fast method, means no waste. Becoming ignorant of what is ordinary and what is waste. So naturally, we become best. And when we become best, what are we going to receive in the future? The certificate of pass with honors. No, Baba said, it is not a big thing to pass. You know, anybody and everybody can pass. But you are studying godly knowledge. And you are studying God's teachings. God is your teacher. So our aim should be with to pass with honors. But then in order to pass with honor, the paper that is going to be for a second, we need to have the practice for a long period of time. So this is why every now and then I should give myself the challenge. So let me now just be, think and become. So let us experiment for this 1 minute. Jam time, 6 o'clock. Just think I am and just be. Thank you. So how many of us were able to just be in a second for the whole minute? Raise your hands. So few. That means we need to exercise a lot. That's why Baba said you have become knowledgeful. You know, you have become knowledgeful. You have lots of points of knowledge in your intellect. But what I need to become with fast speed is to make myself powerful. So that is why beautifully Baba gave the definition of what is to be a jnani soul, knowledgeable soul, what it means to be a yogi soul. Knowledgeable soul does not mean that giving lectures or giving points of knowledge, but to be the embodiment of awareness of each and every point of knowledge. And what it means to be yogi soul, embodiment of power. Baba mentioned very beautifully what it means to be an embodiment of power, to be able to use whichever power I need at whatever time in whichever percentage. So if I have mastered all the powers, so that is called yoga. That's why Baba said many souls come and sit in yoga. They sit in yoga bhakti, they make yoga practice, but they are not having yoga. Why? Because we have not embodied the powers. In action, I should be able to use the right power at the right time. Then only I know that I have become a yogi soul. So underlying point is to become an embodiment of self-awareness means to become embodiment of each point of knowledge of all four subjects. So there is no name and trace of forgetfulness. Now just imagine, what was your stage when you were in the soul world? Just go back. I was in the stage of total awareness. I was not thinking I am a soul. I was not thinking I am not body. What was I? I was. I am. Then when we came to golden and silver age, original awareness, we did not practice soul consciousness as we do now, but we were soul conscious naturally as we were interacting with each other. And that is why there was no sorrow, there was no deception, there was no kind of negativity. And now in the confluence age, at the end of confluence age, once again we come back to that stage of awareness. I think it is good to, you know, when we have these moments of silence, we just take one thing at a time, just go sometimes experience the eternal awareness, sometimes experience original awareness, sometimes experience the confluence-aged awareness. So if I can alternate the three types of awareness from time to time, so I will be able to keep my stage of awareness in the emerged form. Then the forgetfulness, when it is merged, slowly, slowly it will disappear. So what I need to practice is alternating these three awareness at different times during the day. Or if I want to just take one awareness for the whole day, every time we have jam time or traffic control time, we just from this into that. So it should be in a second, but as long as we want to. See, you remember Bapdada conducted the drill? Of course, he asked us to concentrate on that stage in a second, but he conducted the drill for a few minutes. So I should be able to hold on to that awareness for whichever length of time I decide to. Then you make that awareness stronger. Not in 1 second and come back in 1 second, no. In 1 second, but for the length of time I want to. So I should really take all the opportunities to practice, especially when we are walking up and down for dinner, when we are walking to our rooms, when we are walking to come to the class. All these times we don't have to think anything. We don't have to think anything. So why not at that time give myself this assignment to practice? So the more we practice, we become practical. So this second practice have to be for a long period of time. So what I was thinking, maybe I will share with others in the morning also, like this time we should really keep total silence in our dining area and all of us make up our mind to use that eating time to practice, because we don't have anything else to do at that time. So we create dining hall into a yoga experimentation room. So we don't have to tell each other, be silent. When I'm practicing, I'm introvert automatically. This is what Dadi was telling yesterday when she met us. that this time we should really go beyond extroversion to such an extent that the name and trace of it doesn't remain in our life anymore. Because without becoming introvert, without having that solitude, I cannot practice. Because you cannot concentrate without having that introversion. So one is doing according to the program, the other is doing according to my own will. So this is why determination is very important. But before determination, discipline. The willingness to want to do it, and then nobody can disturb you. And if all of us make up our mind, then it is easy. So I thought we keep a chart from now, you know, how many times I was able to practice this second drill. And how many times I was able to do it during the whole day. And we all have at least 8 times. Dadi Gulzar was also telling this, you know, in her class. When we hear the 1 hourly song, you don't have to make your plan. Instantly, no matter what you are doing, instantly, in 1 second, go into that awareness and hold on to that stage. And the effect of that stage will last for the next hour. So that is one of the highlight actually of Baba's Murli. No, when Baba said instant, what I understand is it intense has to be instant and then it will be constant. You cannot bring intensity without doing it instantly. You know, if I say I will try, I will do it if I can, then you can't make it intense speed. And once you do it instantly, you become constant. And that consistency is what is called intense speed. You know, when Baba says intense speed, it means 3 things. One is thinking and doing together. That is intense. Second thing is constant. Constant. Maintaining that consistency. And the third is to be able to be ready before time. The time is moving faster, so I move with the pace of the time. So like one realization I had the other day, what it means to come close to the stage of completion. You know, my thought and what is happening in drama will be aligned together. Means I will not have any extra thought which is not in drama. Because you will get only the thought that is to happen in drama. So drama and my thought are aligned. That means I am really close to my perfect stage. So I am moving with the pace of the time. That is intense speed. Moving with the speed of the time. So that is one of the main homework Baba has given us. The other thing what Baba also touched on is about the 3 types of accounts that Baba saw in each one of us. Of course, he did mention that it is not up to what he would like to see. The first is the account of our efforts. All of us are making effort, but what is the account that is being accumulated? Because sometimes we make effort in the form of labor. So when I am making effort as labor, nothing will be accumulated. Now when I am making effort in the form of effort, which doesn't allow any kind of laboring, that will be accumulated in my account. The second account that Baba observed was the account of blessings. You know, some things that you receive in Brahmin life because you have made effort, you deserve it. But sometimes I have not made any effort, but I receive, that is blessings. So many of us feel that it's blessings that is moving us forward. It's not my effort at all. So blessings from whom? Blessings from Baba, blessings from the family, blessings from myself, and blessings from the souls of the whole world. Because everybody's blessings makes my account full. And the third account Baba saw was the account of charity. And that is very deep and subtle account. How much of account of charity we have accumulated. See, one thing is to do something as a duty. You know, it's my responsibility as a duty. Of course, we get the reward for that. But the other thing is to do it in the form of charity. So what is it? So one thought that came to me was, charity is when you are able to give happiness, serve someone at the cost of your sacrifice. You know, at the cost of your comfort, you are able to bring happiness, you are able to uplift someone, you are able to help someone, even at the cost of your own sacrifice. So that is charity. Like, for example, now we see, you know, like dadis serving, even at this age, through their body, mind, all, everything, not even thinking about themselves, giving everything to others. Like Brahma Baba himself, he used his sleeping time to serve the children. You know, he did not eat himself when it was beggary part. He made sure that everybody got the food. Nobody was going hungry. Only after that he thought about himself. So it is an act of charity is more appreciated than an act of donation. Donation anybody can give. No, donation is when you have something in plenty and you use as much as you want for yourself and you still have some extra, so you make use of it to help others. Yes, you get the reward for it, but it is not as much as you get when you perform an act of charity. To help someone at the time of need without being asked at the cost of your own comfort and still not feel that you have done anything at all. Why? Because the reward that we receive for doing is much more than what we get. So this is why we have to really look into those three accounts. Baba just given the signal that it is not as full as it should be. So effort should not be done in the form of labor. It should be natural. This is what Baba said, your natural nature should be the embodiment of awareness. Natural attention is effort. Like we heard many times, Mama never ever looked, not a single day, that she was making effort. You know, like sometimes when people see us, we are making effort, having attention on ourselves, we look little bit serious, you know, we look little bit dry, we look little bit isolated. You know, we don't want to talk to people, we are, you know, like that. But Mama was not like that. She was introvert and she had attention because it was natural nature of Mama to make effort. So we have to make that sanskara of having natural attention. You know, natural attention means like when you're walking on the road. You have natural attention, where is the road, where is the footpath, isn't it? You will not go and walk on the road where the vehicles are moving. You will know where to go and how to walk, where to look. No, sometimes we forget that and so we met up with an accident. So it is like naturally having attention, what to speak, what to look, what not to look, what not to speak. So in that way, that natural attention will make others inspire to make efforts like that. So this is one thing we have to really work on, making the embodiment of awareness our natural nature. The old sanskara, the old nature, this should be transformed totally. Now I was thinking, well, Dadi was in Australia this time. She talked a lot of on this topic, like how many Brahmins, they have, you know, made themselves very comfortable, thinking, okay, I am making effort, whatever I can, you know, I love Baba, and I love Baba's knowledge. It's okay. In whatever way I am moving, I am all right. They think that is natural. But in fact, that is not natural. That is like making isolated effort. You know, when my nature cannot match with somebody's nature, so I keep away from them because I cannot, my nature doesn't match. Or I have kind of dislikingness, I move away. So that is like allowing my old nature to work on me. So what Dadi was telling yesterday also when she met double foreigners, that we should keep attention this time to finish everything old. Now the old year is also going. Today is already 17th, right? So how many more days are left? So before the old year goes, our oldies should go. Our oldies are what? My nature, my sanskara, my habit. It's not mine. It's alien. Why we don't have still that alien feeling? You know, until I have that alien feeling towards my old nature, old sanskara, I can't let go of it. You know why we say, oh, I want to make that natural nature, but it is my old nature. It is not mine. So I need to have an unlimited disinterest. I definitely need to create that attitude of unlimited disinterest towards this alien nature. And throw it away in such a way that I die from it. Then only I can be living with a new awareness. That is what Dadi said yesterday. That you bring such transformation. And this realization takes only 1 second. You know, when you are cleaning the house, how long do you take to sort out this is dirt and this is clean? Less than a second, isn't it? What is rubbish you throw? What is good you keep? So why don't we sort out within ourselves and say this is alien, throw in the yoga power, means the fire of yoga, with an attitude of disinterest and for good. So, but that should not take long. Even when double foreigners Baba was talking to, he said, you know, double foreigners have this speciality. They speak honestly, they do realize, but what Baba underlines, now you need to transform. And this time, Dadi was saying that maybe compared to the number of Bharatvasis, foreigners are maybe 5%. But if the 5% double foreigners bring such transformation, that they can become an example for the whole world. So each one of us should keep the aim in our mind that I want to become Arjuna in this. You know, Arjuna means the one who takes the initiative. So Dadi has given me one thing to read to all of you, but I won't be doing it today. It's an experience written by one of the brothers who came to London, how he was able to bring transformation. So Dadi said, those who want to bring transformation in a second in their life, they should really listen to it. So maybe sometimes tomorrow I will read that to you, and maybe you can take some inspiration from that. But before that, today, as we sit in the World Meditation Hour, you know, we make up this powerful thought, determined thought, that I will become Arjuna in taking the initiative to transform my old nature in a second. So next time when somebody see me, they don't see me as the old one. So then wherever we go, whichever country we go back to, so that newness will bring new enthusiasm and new zeal in everyone else. No, it is just a matter of using the knowledge in the right way. You know, Baba has answers for everything. Just like this morning Baba said, the power of churning is the method to remain lost in the ocean of love of Baba. So power of churning does not mean repeating points, but embody the points of knowledge and use them at the right time. This is what Dadis do, and that is what they have become Dadis. Because Baba gave knowledge to all of us together, but because they used it and they became embodiment of knowledge and power, so today they are in front of us like role models. So now we have to really embody that in ourselves. So let us give a lot of time to ourselves and look deep within in the mirror of knowledge. What I need to change, and do it quickly. Don't spend too much time. Realizing and transforming together. Then Baba will be happy to see the homework that he has given us. We have done with full force. So that is actually the signal from Baba's Murli now for us. Time is short, the time is moving fast, I have to catch up the speed of time by making intense effort. Not having tense, you know, don't keep thinking, oh, Baba said we have to make lot of effort. So don't get into tense, you know, but just do it. That's one word. Just do it. Think and do. That is determination. And that determination will definitely bring success in whatever we do. So this hour that we are going to spend, it's a very, very good time to use the power of our mind to serve ourselves first and let the mind serve others. So let us create that feelings of benevolence, feelings of mercy, feelings of love towards ourselves, and extend that pure feelings towards the souls of the whole world. And just create this thought, whatever I have received from Baba, let the souls of the world who are in need receive that inheritance. As I create that unlimited feelings and I sit with Baba, that's all I need to do. And whoever is in need, they receive those feelings from Baba and they thank God. So let us take this opportunity to use our time, our energy, our thoughts in a worthwhile way. Om Shanti.